Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for the day. This is just an observation. You guys come to your own conclusions. I love the body of Christ. I understand more and more every day the magnitude of which God did and Jesus sacrificed so I can be part of such a great family. But it mystifies me, it confuses me, it angers me, it disappoints me when I hear so-called veteran saints and the visceral bias, self-righteousness, arrogance, no grace that comes out of their mouth. It hurts me when I hear the mean-spirited things come out of the same mouth that praises God, but yet is so judgmental, not in the things of God, but they cloak it with it, but with the things of their own heart. They quote scripture like a trained parrot, but the scripture's not in their heart. They will tell you all the history of how they're affiliated with a building, with a denomination, with even a pastor. But where's the grace? Where's the mercy? Where's the sacrifice and the submission one to another? Where's the willingness to consider others more significant than themselves? Yes, they do it when there's a camera, when there's time for them to talk, but in their everyday conversation in life, and I'm gonna say this, they are so judgmental and arrogant and pharisaical. They truly hate the downtrodden of God, unless the downtrodden of God recognizes them. They spend so much time putting their titles, their so-called anointing, their so-called gifts before you, not understanding that the gifts are not meant to edify them, but to build you up and me up. They share sparingly, and they brag about what they share. They share lavishly, and they brag about what they share. But one thing they don't never admit, that they're a sinner saved by grace. And when they caught up in something, of course, you already know the answer. They want more grace, but they've never given grace. They want more mercy, but they've never given mercy. And they have excuses for everything. They use the Bible as a spell book. They use the Bible and God as their hitman. They use the Bible to make themselves their own God. Have you ever noticed that God never chastises them, never corrects them, never gets them to bow their knee, but yet and still, they call themselves the children of God? How, and it's a question, an observation, how can you call yourself the child of God when you're not willing to lift someone up that doesn't agree with you? Feed someone that hates you and love someone who has been left out and the least set aside by religion and society. These are the things that trouble me. But you know what? On the other hand, these are the things that glorify God. Because with those things being so prevalent in the church of today, yes, it's in the building. Yes, it's in your denomination. And more importantly, it's in the hearts of those who practice such things. But to God be the glory. It's in a man's house, but it's not in God's house. What am I saying? The church is intact, and now you should be able to see the difference. You should be able to feel the difference when you get around true saints that love God and love God's people and love serving one another and serving you too. It makes no difference where you come from. It makes no difference where you've been. We are looking forward to uplifting you and serving you and bringing you Jesus on a golden platter, making sure that you understand it is the gospel. It is the gospel of grace that gives you the salvation and forgiveness, not by feeling, but by fact. It is Jesus dying on the cross for all of our sins combined together for now and eternity that allows us to walk in the victory of the resurrection, and that there's no more condemnation for those of us in Christ Jesus. It makes no difference what you think, what you do, and how you come. You come as a sinner, but we have high expectation on the power of the Holy Spirit to change you and you to understand that the goodness of God should lead you to a repentance. And a repentant mind is a changed mind, and a changed mind is a mind that's growing in the grace and the knowledge of God. That is palatable. That you can smell. That is what when a real saint stands up and be a real saint. The division is there, and it's to the glory of God. So no longer am I mystified. I'm glorifying God and the fact there's a difference between the church and the church. There's a difference between those whose historical narrative tells us about the church and those who fall on their face and say, I'm a sinner, and get saved by God. There's the difference between those who realize where God has brought them from and where God has taken them to. There's something to those who realize that where they started, the best is yet to come. It's like the wedding. The new wine comes out first, and then they trickle it down to the wine that's no good. That's the way society and church folk do. But the church starts off with the new wine, and guess what? As time goes on in the wedding, in the marriage to Christ, it gets better and better. So the best is at the end, not at the beginning. So don't you worry for those of you who are church hurt. There are bodies of Christ that you could use your gift in. They need you. We need you. And I want to encourage you today. Don't listen to all them churched folk, the mean folk, them self-righteous folk, the folk that want to use the word of God illegally to put you down and build them up. I don't care what title you have. If you're not willing to truly serve people and you accept a whole bunch of accolades and you spend telling people about how many people look up to you and how many people want you to pray for them, you have taken on the position of being their God, and you don't even know that you put damnation on yourself. God is a jealous God, and he will have no one beside him. So you think about this. You think about this. This is Pastor Jay. Like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you on the other side. And please share this with some churched folk and with those who are part of the church, the body of Christ. Peace.